has a different dynamic than the United States. How prepared is London?
Well, as best we can tell, very prepared. They have to remember that within hours of the announcement that London would have these games, they had a terrible terrorist attack in the city. So much of London depends on public transportation, the tubes, what we call the subways, the buses. And everyone I've talked to, the American experts as well as those on the ground here, say that they've done everything that they can, and intel is the key. They have penetrated these cells. There are going to be British special forces all over the city that we'll never see, and cameras everywhere. So you can only cross your fingers and hope for the best.
The cost of an Olympics can always be controversial, especially now with a global recession. This is going to cost billions and billions, a lot of it devoted to security. Will London regret it or be happy about it in the end?
If you listen to the mayor, they're going to be very happy. They have a very colorful mayor here. Boris Johnson. We've been seeing a lot of him. And by the way, if you think he's been so busy he couldn't get a haircut, this is his haircut.
Yeah.
And he's counting on these games to kickstart the economy, bring more people to London. The country is in a very deep recession. They hope to emerge from it in much better shape economically.